But we read the Gemara Nayim, our shiur every week. So we'll devote ourselves exclusively to Gemara Nayim. And the Helig Reb Menachem Nachum Chernobyl, who is a Zayda of Reb Nachum, the great Reb Nachum, the Tzaddik, who was also called, he was called Adam Rishon, because he was such a Helig Mensch. He was like Adam Rishon, Kardam Achait. We'll discuss that in a little while. But meanwhile, let's look at Likutim in the second Chelek. And the second Chelek speaks about Kedusha Seinayim. And it says, a Shaychus to Heimtike Parsha. Heimtike Parsha, Avraham Avinu, says to Rach, the sorrow, when he's coming to Mitzrayim, Hinei no Yadati, now I see your Isha Yifas Mara, Yifas Toyar. Now I see you're beautiful. The Gemara in Baba Basra says that Eiv, look at the difference between Avram and Eiv. Eiv said, Umoaz Boinen al Basula. Eiv said, Achemlish get kicked of a Basula. I never looked at a woman. And Zog the Gemara, Eiv, he didn't look at another woman. But Avram Avinu, Afilu B'didele Estakel. Avram Avinu didn't even look at his own wife. He never knew before. He came to Mitzrayim, his wife was beautiful. Now he's Nagea because he was afraid power would take her away. So we see right from the beginning of the career of Avraham Avinu his Zihiris and Kedush Zainayim. And all great tzaddikim, it's not stam that there was Zohar in Kedush Zainayim. There was Zohar in the Tahara Zainayim and the Meira Zainayim. The name of the Savior is Ma'or Zainayim. And it's Yadua that the Ma'or Zainayim was especially Yitzchak Zeichent in this. And there's a famous Maisa from the Ma'or Zainayim that once he stayed in someone's house for Shabbos. And before Shabbos, he told the Balabas to make sure to take a very big candle and light a big candle in his room, in the Morning Nayim's room, so he could sit all night, Leil Shabbos, and learn. So after the Suda, the Morning Nayim comes to his room, and he walks into the room. Right away, he starts tripping over things. He bumps himself into a big chest of drawers, hits himself against the bed, and he can't see anything. So He says to his shamas, quick, go to the balabas and tell him that what happened over here. I told him to light a candle and there's no candle over here. But the shamas says, Rebbe, there is a candle over here. There's a candle. There's, I don't see anything. If they're gone, he says, Finster Chayshich Mavis by me, I don't see anything. But Rebbe, there is a candle. Tell the balabas to come here quickly. The balabas comes in, the mother says, what happened to the light? I told you to light a candle. So he says, Rebbe, there is a candle. The emphasis is that I forgot. And I forgot to tell the deans to go ahead and light the candle. And I remembered on Shabbos, but I felt I was so scared of the Rebbe that I told the goy to light the candle on Shabbos. It was Matar's team. So the Moranai says, so the halacha is that if a goy lights you on Shabbos, you'll not be the henna from it. And that's why I didn't see it. By me, it's chayshech. I don't see this light bechlal. Because Kol Yomai, I was careful never to look at anything that's aser. So for days, the Hashem watches my eyes that if there's a licht, that a Chilu Shabbos licht, that you're not even the hand of a licht that goy lights for a yid. So by me, it doesn't exist. It's gone. It's nishdo. So you didn't see it. Those are in the Helig Gemara Nayim. So Helig Tzadikim, not only did they not see something that's aser, they also used to see the Shem Havai in front of them all the time. That's the Rapashat, the Rebbe of Zisha, when he was traveling, and when he came to a crossroads, they didn't know which way to go. So he went a certain way. So people, how'd you know to go this way? Because my travel, the Shem Havayah is always going in front of me. So I followed the Shem Hashem, Achri Hashem, Kechem Telechu. So the Shem Havayah went right, I went right. Wherever the Shem Havayah gate, as I gave. And the Tzaddikim could tell easily if a Kli was toiveled or not. How do you know? If I see the Shem Havayah resting on the Kli, I know there was a Ketayvel. If there's no Shem Havayah, it's not Ketayvel. So, this is basic for all Heligat Tzadikim, but the Morinayim Avada. So the Morinayim here in the Kutim speaks about the Pasuk in Mishlei, Einecha l'noichach yabitu v'afapecha yayshira negdecha. State the Pasuk, your eye should look straight in front of you, and your eyelids should make straight everything in front of you. In other words, you have to know how to use your apapecha, your eyelids. sometimes they're open, sometimes they're shut. So the kavana is that a person should be machshavtech tamid kishur v'bayrei kilein eroya klal afshe ena psuchais mevnei sheena machshav al derzeh. That a person shy of that he could, the person who comes to Madrega, that he's thinking only about the Rabban Shalom, and therefore even if his eyes are open, he will not see anything that Hashem doesn't want him to see. Because his machshava, his thoughts, control his sight and his vision. How do you come to such a Madrega? Shat Zoy. Palestate in the Zoya Kodesh Gavalti Yisoy. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perikon Beis, Ki ayin bi ayin, yiru b'shuv Hashem tzion. Because when the Hashem comes back to see an ayin bi ayin yiru, ayin bi ayin, they'll see an eye to an eye. State of them in Zohar Kaddish, in the Idri Rabbah, Paris Nasai, that there's less nahoyre le'enen tatoi, ela kad nohir be'ena iloya, ayin nahiru iloya b'tato. State of Murdi Gisai, that the eyes down here on earth have no light to see. Scientifically, the light you see with your eyes is the light that comes from the outside. When there's light rays bouncing off this room, you see something. I see your shirt because there's light rays bouncing off your shirt. And they're coming into my eyes. And they're going through the lenses and hitting the retina. And that's how I see things. According to Zoya, that's just the physical way of seeing things. The way you see things really is because not because there's a light outside, there's a light from above. And the light from Shemayim lights up the koyach of our eyes down here on earth. And when Hashem shines the light on my eyes from Shemayim, the Nehoira Eloya, then as a Nehoira Tata, then the light down here can work. But if I'm not illuminated, if the switch isn't turned on from Shemayim, that goes end up. Kad Nehoira Eina Eloya, there's an eye in Shemayim, there's the heavenly eye and there's the earthly eye. And when the heavenly eye is balaych, that the heavenly eye is lit up, then the earthly eye is lit up as well. So, bless nehiru le'ein adam hagashmi, elam nation nishma koyach haruos melamalik haviyachol. If Hashem doesn't give you the koyach haria from above, you're not going to say anything down here. And that's the pshat, ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem asiyon. Down here we don't see very well now before we come back to Sion, because we're seeing all kinds of stuff we shouldn't look at. You think you see. I just took an eye test. Doctor tells me I have 20/20 vision with glasses. And 20/10 even. It's Gavaltic. But that's not called seeing. Because when you'll see ayin ba'ayin, the real vision is when your eyes down here are lit up with the eyes of Shemayim. When it's ayin ba'ayin, when the ayin Eloya lights up the ayin Tato, that's called real vision. And that will only come b'shuv Hashem Asiyon. But we have to practice now. You want to see, if a person doesn't use his eyes properly now, he'll be blind, blessed love, Rahman Islam. If you state the pasuk in Yishai also, Yishai is into this. Yishai, what? The Gemara Babas, Daf Nun Ches on the base. Nun Ches, the Gemara says, what's taking Gemara? Oitzim Einav Merois Berah Melech B'yafiyah Techzen Noinecha. The person who shuts his eyes not to see something bad in this world, then Melech B'yafiyah Techzen Noinecha, then he'll see Hashem in his full glory in the world to come. He'll be mekuyim by him, v'sechazenu einenu v'shuv v'lesiyim brachman. But if a person uses his eyes wrong in this world, down here, then he's not going to see anything less love. He's not going to see the Mashiach, he's not going to be zoiche. He might delev Mashiach, but it'll be blinder hate, rachman islam. This will not be v'sechazenu einenu v'shuv v'lesiyim brachman. That was an event of them. So the kids, when a person is poigim v'usay, b'dover rav, atame, so Fakeri says that when a person is plaguing his eyes and the eyes become tamei, then fakert, everything you look at becomes tamei also. It's a shek l'chazach. People don't realize it, that this tuma, you know, if you're a tamei, you know, there's maga, tumas maga. Halacha is tumas maga, you touch something. If you're a tamei, you touch something, you make a tamei. But there's another tuma, the tuma of Ria, says the Morinayim. If a person's eyes have become tamei, then what he looks at becomes nifgam, becomes tamei, and that's very bad. And there's an ayin yamin, an ayin smile, and you can sort of twist your eyes around. And then there's another concept, which he says, he alludes to the yesoid, that First of all, it says Ein Hashem El Yireyav. It's a state. It says some, we know that there's a Nayim. And Hakman says, right, Ein Hashem El Yireyav. Hashem gives his eyes to the Yireyav. The Teretz is Ak Demoy Nayim. Sometimes there's a state in Zoyer that ordinarily a person has two eyes, but the right eye is Chesed and Rachamim, and the left eye is Din Rachman Lestan. But a person uses his eyes properly, so his left eye becomes totally bonded with his right eye and becomes intertwined with the right eye, and he ends up with just one eye, all Chesed, all Rachman. So Kihine Ein Hashem El Yireyav. Those of your Shemayim, the eye becomes Ayin Hashem. You only have one eye, not two eyes. You become Ein Hashem. Your eye becomes an eye that belongs to the Rabbanim Shalom. It's all Chesed Rachman. How do you come to this Madrega? He comes to this Madrega. He says, by wherever you go, you should look. You know, every artist puts their name on their work of art. And a good picture. Someone in Shul is in the art, is the antique art business. So, I happen to have some old lamps, which I have for my parents. So look, very fancy lamps. So I figured, I have all this other junk I'm going to get rid of, tables, stuff, and I took out my parents' apartment. But these two lamps look very hush of a crystal lamps, very beautiful, beautiful, special work of art, not posh of the lamps, very, very exquisite. So I figured, maybe it's worth something. So I asked this fellow, who's an antique art dealer, he's an expert, I asked him, maybe you could look at these lamps and tell me if you think it's worth anything. He said, the first you saw it as anything that's worth anything has to have a signature on it. A painting, a lamp, whatever it is, if it's worth something, it has a signature. So look for a signature that some artist put a signature on. Then you know it has some value. Otherwise, it's probably worth nothing. It's just mass-produced, it's ain't garnished. So I couldn't find a signature. So I guess I figured I'll make a few chasnas from this, you know, the lamp. What can I do with this lamp? Wow. Any rate, no signatures, geinisht. So the Rabbanei Shalom puts a signature on everything in the Bria. Everything in the Bria is a signature of the Rabbanei Shalom. So the signature of Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei. So a Yid who's looking for the Rabbanei Shalom sees Yud Kei Vav Kei wherever he goes, on every blade of grass, every leaf, it's fall. There's billions, trillions of leaves all over Rockland County. Literally billions of trees, leaves in Rockland County. There's no question about it. One block, Mastama, there's a million trees, the leaves. And billions. You look at the Harriman Mountains, billions of leaves. Every leaf. If you know how to look, you have to know where to look. You'll see state, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. Yankov Yosef knows how to find it. It's on the leaf. So, Zabdim Arnayim, there's a Mer Degazach. He says, Yadua Shadal Oisis Havaya, Adeshayish Dechol Alamais, Uvehem Nesava Kol. Yud Kei Vav Kei is Lashon Havaya. Havaya means creation. Everything has to have Yud Kei Vav Kei on it, the rest of it wouldn't exist. Because the whole Bria comes from the Isis of the Torah, and all the Isis come from Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the building blocks of the whole Bria. So Yemele says, Merde Gezach, you know, Chazal say, the Moshe about Rav, state in Chazal, that Rav, the famous Amoyer Rav, who's never mistakel chutzla arba moisov, never looked out at his own dalet amos. Never looked out at his own dalet amos. What happens, a person shouldn't look out at his dalet amos. A dalet amos, that's the lomar zogan an ama, is 2 feet. So tzaddikim didn't look outside their, a circle around themselves of arba amos. 8 feet all around. You know, the truth is that's pretty big. What happens to arba amos? It could be, if you're really a big tzaddik, you look down, it's like maybe one ama. Your whole sphere of vision is one army. You're looking straight down. Mekiknisht. If you look at Arbamas, maybe it's a little bit too much. What's the cheshma Arbamas? So he says the Arbamas really mean the four oisius of the Rabbanei Shalom. The Amma means the measure. The measure of Hashem Kaviyachal is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Tzadikim don't look at the Arbamas. It means that the only thing they see when they're looking around is the tzadik is not looking for nice, pretty leaves. It comes full, beautiful. People take trips to New Hampshire, they go up to the mountains here, beautiful, they go right in the Palisades, orange leaves, red leaves, yellow leaves, as brent, the fire, as a shame, in the fall, it's beautiful, it's gewaltic. But the tzaddik's not looking for that. He's impressed. He looks for the Shem Havaya. That's what he's looking for. He's not mistakel chutz mi'arba moisav. He doesn't look beyond the place where he can be kind of the Rabban Shalom. Why? Because there's another Gemara, Bava Mesiyah Daf Yud. Gemara says Bava Mesiyah Daf Yud, the only lambda know that Gemara. The Gemara says what? Arba Amish Lodom Kainas Lai. Right? A person's Arba Amish Akaina. But not Mamish Nashus Aravim. It's only in the Simter or Chatzar. You said in our Midrabbanan, there's a Chiddush that, let's say you find the lost article, an Aveda. So, Midrabbanan, at least, there was Misakin, that even if you don't pick it up, the first one to get within Arba Amas of this Aveda, he owns it. Arba Amas kind of. But not Mamish Nashus Rabbim, in a totally public domain. It's like a semi-private, like an alley, or a chutz, or a mutual courtyard, which is not fully private, but it's not public either. So Arba Amas Shalom kind of play, but not in a fully public place. Zog Demar Nayim, the Peshad is Azoi, that what the Gemara is teaching us is Vaiter. The Kenyan a Yid wants to make in this world, he wants to be kind of the Rabban Shalom. What does Yid want? You want to make money? Love a penny. You want money? That's Vilsish Geld. You want to make Kenyan? You want to you want to buy real estate? What's Vilsit Kaifen? Real estate, mortgages, cars, what's Vilsit? Heiser? You want to be kind of the Rabban Shalom. That's all you want. You want to have a Kenyan, right? Marav Masech Hashem. You want Mala Oret Kenyan Necha. The whole world is full of opportunities to acquire the Rabban Shalom. So wherever you're going in the street, you're just looking at your Abba Amas, you're looking for the Yudke Vavke all over the place. But that's not Shaykh Mishas Rabbam. If you go to 47th Street to the Diamonds, it's impossible. You can't find it yet. I once bought diamonds for my son, for the Chasn. I went to 47th Street. My goodness, Azar Pritzis, Azar Gefer, Azar Mishas Rabbam. Go to Manhattan. Can't walk into Manhattan. Now you can't go to Manhattan. You just can't walk in Manhattan. It's not Shaykh. The place is one shtick Pritzis. How can Manhattan? You can smell it the minute you go over the George Washington Bridge. You can smell Tumah. It says Tumah. So, in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, our bombers aren't kind of, because you're not going to, it's just too many distractions in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You go to Manhattan, you're not going to be kind of the Rabban Shalom's our bombers that should give up. You're not going to see it there. The Tumah there is so all pervasive, you're not going to see it. But in a place which is not such a big Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's semi Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you just missed it. You can't find the Shekhinah in Manhattan. He goes every day to Manhattan, so, but we're going to have to find a different, we have to work on this. Inside a building maybe, but not in the street. In the street, it's impossible. In the elevators, it's impossible. But if you're in a semi-private place, you can find in a simta or in a chutz, you can find the Shekhinah. That's the Tachas Yid. The Tachas Yid is to find the Shekhinah wherever he goes. This is the Yisoid of the Morinayim in Likutim, and that's what Avraham Avinu was looking for. Avraham Avinu, when he went down to Mitzrayim, he wasn't looking for food. He wasn't looking for presents from Paro. Avraham Avinu had one thing he's looking for in his life, wherever he went. I want to be kind of the Shekhinah. I want to know more about the Rabban Shalom. I will learn Nayazachin about the Rabban Shalom. I want to have new Giluyah from the Rabban Shalom. This, all that Avraham was interested in. So therefore his eyes didn't see anything else. His eyes had pushed no room to see anything else. That was the Morinayim in the Kutim. And let me just share with you a few words from Parshas Lech Lecha. So, a big parasha, and you know that the Square Rebbe told me, it's a famous thing, that he told me many years ago when I started doing Morinayim. So he told me this Hey Yor, Topshin Sama Beis, and the Rebbe Shlita told me, he was very happy when he heard that I'm learning Morinayim. And he said that it's Yadua that the Morinayim, the Mechaber, didn't write the Morinayim himself, but rather at the end of his life, in 1798, I think, Tavkuf Nun Ches, his Talmidim recorded all of his, whatever he said, the Torahs, and before he died, they read it over to him, and he chose what should be in the Sefer. And his criterion was that there were Torahs he remembered and Torahs he forgot. So, the Torahs that he remembered were 13 times more that were in the Sefer. So he chose that he put in the Sefer only the Torah he forgot. Because if he remembered it, that means it was his Torah. His Torah is Nishta Zayin Tzassam. But if he forgot it, that means when he said it, it was the Shekhinah of the Beres was like Groinai. The Shekhinah was talking from his mouth. That's Torah, from the Shekhinah. So this Sefer, the whole Morinayim, two volumes, Morinayim Yismach Leif, the two volumes, is just 1/13 of everything that was ever written from him by his Talmidim. But everything else was what he remembered. That's his stuff. That's not important for Klai Yisrael. What he does remember, that's the Hashem's mamash advar Hashem. And then on the night of Tes Mar Cheshvan, Tashin Sama Gimel, the Rebbe told me from his Zeder, Bitzikol Skver, that when he was young, he said, Ichalt and learn the Dor HaChaim HaKadosh. Because he said, the Zeder, Bitzikol said, Mekanish Zen Dor HaChaim, you can't see the light of life, and that's in Dor HaChaim HaKadosh. But when Bitzikol was an old man, so he said, Chagunumen to learn Marinayim, When he learned Moranayim, he said, "Yet Zeich, as ich bin garnished." That's what his Zeder Bitzikol Skver said. And I was like to be Rabbi Bitzikol's Tzion, together with Yankov Yosef, last year in Chayish Bar Cheshvan. Not long after the art site, we were in Skver, in the Hoif, and then we went to Rabbi Bitzikol's. You going to get what? You were, I went to Chernobyl. Yeah, they went to Chernobyl. We learned Moranayim in Chernobyl, in Chayish Bar Cheshvan last year. That was Gavaltik. By the Tzion, in the dark, with a flashlight, with some candles, very dark, raining, dark night, it was black, pitch black outside, rain, it was gefährlich. But inside, again, Moinayim! It was lichtig, we had tired by the rebels. Tzion, it was Gavaltik in Chernobyl.
That's all lighted up, they have to check this for radiation on the way out.
That's right. Yeah, they checked this radiation. They might have kept us there for a few weeks. So the kids are. The state in the Heintike Moranayim and Heintike Parsha. Of course, there's many, many things. Everything is so deep in Moranayim. You know, last year, Takya, by the yard site, I went to the Rebbe, who was schmoozing. They printed up in the Chatzah Kaddish over here. So we went to the Rebbe, and I was telling the Rebbe that I was a little tzabrochen that, his word, his Zayda said, he told me the Zayda said, once you learn Marinayim, you feel like you're garnished. It's not true. You learn Marinayim, you feel like you're garnished. Not that. It's Kletzichnisht. It's such deep things. It's such Heilige Sachen that I just don't remember. So I have a Chalish Zadas. I told the Rebbe that last year, before I came to see him, as I was going out to the Harasim Shtub, the last the secunda, I opened up my Moranayim, the parish of Bishalach, and just opened it up. And there, the Moranayim says, that Shishimeya Divri Taira, Isa Raisham Bamaychai, Haisi Ais, Shiotim Pi Amadaber, Vav Shachakar Mistalagim and Mikomakim Nisha Raisham Bamaychai. If a person learns Taira, even though the words are very hard and very high, and while he's learning, he might understand it, but later on he forgets it, you shouldn't think that it's gone. It left an imprint on your brain. It left a reishim. It left a mark. It left a scratch. And therefore, the next time you learn, it'll go deeper and you'll remember it. Or the third time. There's no such thing as forgetting. You never forget. There's always a reishim. So the Rebbe, there's a whole shmuz here. They printed a ganz interessante shmuz. But he said over from the Todos Yankov Yosef that the Gemara in the Bab Metzia Nun Tes. Famous Gemara, the Gemara says, is your favorite Gemara, Akira in the Shaychu, Kihechi Titisatru, which Pashav Shat means, cherish your wives so you'll prosper. Akira in the Shaychu, Kihechi Titisatru. But the Talmud learns Shat, Neshaychu also means, Neshaychu means Noshim, women, but Nosha in Hebrew literally means to forget. As a matter of fact, Sheikh Mefarsh, the reason why it's called the Gira Nosha, because the Samoil tugged on Yankov's Gira Nosha, and that's why we forget. Gira-Nosha means because he tugged on Yankiv, that's why there's a shikhan Klai Yisrael. Nosha also means to forget. So he said, it getaiched, the Talmud taiched, O Kirin the Shaychu, you should cherish your forgetting. Kihechi to the Satru, because for now you get rich. Why? Because they state the Chazal, that if a person would learn and never forget, they wouldn't bother learning. If you know everything, you wouldn't bother learning anymore. And it's only because you forget that you learn it again. And we learned the second time, you understand that Asach Besser the first time. So it's a good thing to forget. Don't feel bad. It's really, Hashem makes you forget. Hashem makes you forget so you should learn it again, and this time deeper. And we're talking some tsar, that feel bad I forgot. And now you're talking to go deeper. So, kirin the shaykhu, cherish your forgetting. Kiyach the sajid, you get richer from it. I had the taich. Ganze Schmiz wieder over here. Very, 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 very interessant Schmiz. Sehr interessant Schmiz. Sehr interessant. Anyway, so that's two things on the parasha, and a few words more about the Hele Gemara Naya. So he said, okay, well, this is a very tiffy word, maybe I'll save that. This is a tiffy term, I'm not telling you tonight, sometimes the parasha, very tiffy term. But the Rebbe brings Vayelech Avram Kasher Diber, right? It says Vayelech Itoy Loit. Avram Bina went and Loit came with him. So it brings him from the Zohar Kaddish and Medrash and Nelam. The Avram, very interesting, Avram is the Neshama and Loit is the Yetzahara. Yeah? Avram, when it says Avram in the Torah, Avram means Neshama. And when it says Loit, Loit is the Yetzahara. First of shot, to teach you that wherever the tzaddik goes, the Yetzer comes along with him. Wherever the neshama goes, the Yetzer goes with him. And where the tzaddik goes, kol agad mechaveiro, Yetzer agad menu. So therefore state, vayelich Avram kashadibre Hashem, and vayelich yitelot. Wherever Avram is going, steiging. Avram is going up, up, up. But he's always, the load is always taking along. You guarantee, don't, you're not going to ever get rid of the Yetzer. Wherever you go, he goes. He gets stronger. Just like you get stronger as you climb, he gets stronger. But the state in the Zohar Kaddish, Emoli Yetzara, Lehavi Chedus of the Raisa. If not the Yetzara, you wouldn't have any joy in learning. Because the Yetzara, again, is part of the Shalalishma of learning, is the Yetzara. But that goofy gives you the Simcha. But we transform the Shalalishma to Lishma. Wherever you go, the Yetzara is gone. The Yetzara is Tzad, the Kaddish, the Madrega, the Madrega, Kami Yetzara, the Chimoi. Ki gam kishabot la taibas agashmias, and it comes to Madrega Gedoyla, gam sham yetzar mafateu. Dagal mechaveiro yitzar galamenu, umachshila bedvorm bakim. The yetzar is marshim in edel azachim. And that's why you have to be more careful. Because when you get to Hecha Madregas, the yetzahara is making machshim and bakim and adakim, zachim that azoi claim. Like the marshal says by Sarah. Next week's parasha, tell the Gazach. This week Hashem tells Avram Avinu about Yitzchak, and Avram never tells Sarah. Next week the Rabbanan says, send the Malachim that tell her she's about to give birth, and she doesn't believe it. But and she says, "Vatitzchak Sarah bekerbo." Sarah is laughing, and then when Hashem says to Sarah, "You laughed, you didn't believe it," she says, "No, Vatikachay Sarah." Sarah denies it. Lo tzachak, they didn't laugh. How's it shine? The Sarah, Hashem said to you, laugh. She laughed. In other words, she didn't believe it. And then Hashem accused her directly to her face, and you lied to Hashem. This is Sarah Menu. So how could it be? The Teretz is. She talking didn't know that she didn't, that she denied it. It was a dak and a dak. Subconsciously speaking, she believed it, but there was a part of her that didn't believe it. But that part was so deep inside of her. There was a mashu with her. She didn't believe it enough. Avada she believed on a conscious level, but the kirba was inside of her. She denied it and rejected it deep inside of her subconscious. And she didn't get it with the full impact and didn't accept it with the fullest faith. That's by her called denial. And when God says to you, deny it, I didn't. She really thought I didn't know it. She didn't even know herself. But it made a reish with her. Had she been in the higher madrega of Amunah, it would make no madrega. Like we learned, I said over the Shabbos, from the Zaydus Taich, in that Vahi, Vahi Ziknas Shlomo, Vayatu Nosha Vazibo. When Shlomo got old, his wives turned his heart away to Avodah Zarah. So, the Gemara says, it's better that Shlomo should be written in the Torah, that Shlomo was a sewer cleaner. Sewer cleaner, cleaning filthy sewers, cleaning cesspools, is what's going to sach shenna for Shlomo to be called a cesspool cleaner, than to be called a man whose wives turned his heart to Avodah Zarah. So usually you learn pshat that literally mamash he turned to Avodah Zarah. So the Zayd, the Shrei Das says Chasashon Shlomo Melech, was Shlomo Melech. He was Yedid Kah. He was Yedid of Hashem. He to his liba means that there was a mashu of a mashu of a mashu that he didn't reject the Avodah Zarah of his wives with the fullest knack and with the fullest rejection and abhorrence and disgust as he should have. A slight, he tells me that a mashu, his heart was not anti enough, it was pro. It was a mashu, he had some identification, some relationship, some mashu of accepting it. But it was a mashu, he himself didn't know it. But that's what it was. And that's how Chazal judge things and look at things in all different situations. Just want to tell you a few things about the Morning Nayim, the heavy Morning Nayim. The Morning Nayim was the Mirdik. The Morning Nayim, I told you, he's named after his Zayda. His name was the Morning Nayim's name is Menachem Nochem of Chernobyl. He's named after his Zayda, was called Reb Nochem Goin. And he was also known as Reb Adam, he was also called Rebbe Adam Baal Shem. His real name was Nochem. They called him Nochem Goin, he's a Goin. He must have lived like the early 1700s, very early, maybe late 1600s. He was the Zayda of the Chernobyler who died late 1700s. And in those days, we're allowed in the story. Now, we have no asaga of the great Jews that walked upon this earth, Chlal, over the generations. We have no asaga. Some of them were murdered, some died, some lost. I mean, not some. There's literally thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Heilige Yidden who went on this world, on this earth, and who knows who heard of them. Okay. So, the Kitzer, so the Baal Shem Tov gave it over to the Enoch, to the Moranayim. The Moranayim gave it to his Kindalach. Some of these suffering were in the hands of the Trisker Magid. Now, of course, the Moranayim had the son, Reb Mordechai ben Chernobyl. Reb Mordechai had eight sons. And one of them was the Trisker Magid, and one of them was Reb Yitzchak Leskver. And they both got these suffering. And it seems that, that Reb David, the father of Reb Yankiv Yosef, the Zayda, the Heintiger Rebbe, also had these suffering. Where they are today, they suffering. Very interesting to know. But Lamaisa, once the Moranayim met Reb Borucham in Mezhbush, an Einikel of Baal Shem Tov, and he says to him, he says, your Yichus is from the Baal Shem Tov. But you should know, our Yichus is from Reb Adam, is from Rebbe Adam Baal Shem. And the ganze Ksavim of the Baal Shem Tov got from my Zayda. Your Zayda got from my Zayda. So just know that if you're comparing Zaydas, the Chashivas of your Zayda, the Baal Shem, comes in my Zayda, Reb Nachum Nochem of Chernobyl, the Moranayim. And the story is told that once the Moranayim went with his son, Reb Motel, the Chernobyler Magid, they went outside the city, and he took out a Ksav Yichus. He showed his son that the Yichus of the family, this Chernobyl family, that 36 Dairis of Baal Yerich HaKadosh, and 36 Dairis went back to Rashi HaKadosh, went back to Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, David HaMelech, goes back. But allegedly, the Moranayim took the Ksav Yichus, hid it under a rock, and said, we're not even looking at Ksav Yichus anymore. And then just in the past, from now on, for you, my son, we'll start a whole new Yichus in Klal Yisrael, a whole new page is being written, we're just looking at the future. And as you do with that, the Chernobyl Magid, Reb Mordechai Chernobyl, the son of the Moranayim, went up to Shemayim and then stole from the Ginzei Tzadikim. He sold eight neshamas. He had eight sons, well, each one amazing. Skver, Rachem Estrivke, Cherkas, you know, all the different, and Trisk, and Tolna, all very big Gezoi. Some of these Gezoi we don't hear about anymore today because, Pasha, they were massacred in Ukraine. So a lot of them, Skver is probably the biggest of all the, even Chernobyl you don't hear about anymore today very much. Although there are a few Chernobyl rabbis. There's a few Skver rabbis there also. But Skver seems to be Zaycha, to be the biggest of all of them. And he said, you can start the Yichus from, The Rebbe always says over, I've heard it from many times, that it's a Pella of a Zach, that Reb Chaim Sanza writes in the Tshuva, that after the Baal Shem Tov died, after the Mizritcha Magad died, the great Samaga died, the three people who Yarsh and Chassidus were Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, and the Ora Meir from Zhitomir, and the Moranayim. So that's where Rav Chaim Sanza writes in the Tshuva. So the Rebbe says to me many times that the Pella, because Rav Chaim Sanza himself got from a different Talmud of the Mizritcha Magid, which is Rebbe Melech of Luzhansk. Eicha Grace Talmud of the Grace of Magid. And so it's a strange thing that Punkt of Chaim Stanzer should not be, that Chaim Stanzer never saw the Rebbe Melech, but he got through the Chayza and through Rapshitz, and that's why it's a Pella, they should mention these three and not mention the Rebbe Melech, which is his connection to the Mizritcha Magid. That's how big they held the Morinayim to be. Let me just tell you just a few little things here. And then I'm going to Skira. If you want to come to me, come with me to the Rebbe tonight. Hope we'll get right in. And so there was a Chernobyl Rebbe who came to Muncie in Sivan of Tavshin Sam of Dalit over 2 years ago. And they invited me to come visit him. So I had a Gansa Shmuz with him, and I wrote down some of the things he told me on Chof Siv and Tavshin Sam of Dalit. And he said like this. He told me, the Divrei Chaim used to learn Morinayim every day. And then he said that the Chernobyl Rebbe from Bnei Brak, this is the Chernobyl Rebbe from Bnei Brak, who's a distant cousin of the Skira Rebbe, all the Tverskys are related. So he said that his father told him that once upon a time, a Talmud of the Chayz of Lublin visited by Rav Kaveger. And this Chassid had a copy of the Morinayim. The Morinayim was published after the Morinayim died. So the Morinayim first came out like around 1800 or so. Kaveger was a younger man in 1800. He died in 1840 approximately. So he was 30, 40 at that time. So this Chassid had a Sefer, the Morinayim. Rav Kaveger saw the Sefer. He was very interested in the Sefer. He was looking through a little bit. And he asked the Chassid if he could lend it to him. And I'd like to have the Sefer. Lend it to me. I really want to read it. Learn it. But at that time, the first Morinayim came out, it was very Yikarmitsi, so not too many copies were published, and this is a new Sefer, so this Yid wanted that for himself. He said, I'm sorry, I gotta go, I need the Sefer, I can't lend it to you. So what happened was, this Yid was on the way to the Chayza, on the road, he was attacked by robbers, and they took everything he had, and they beat him up, and they stole the Morinayim from him. And when he got to Lublin, he told the Rebbe, the Chayza, what happened to him. And the Rebbe said to him, the Chayza said to him that you should know that the fact that you were attacked by these Ganovim is a punishment because you didn't lend Rav Kaveger the Morinayim, because if you lent the Morinayim to Rav Kaveger with his cup, he would have learned it properly, and who knows what kind of a change you could have made in the Ganze Litvish Welt if the Rav Kaveger were the Morinayim. It would be awesome. It would be unbelievable. So again, the Chernobyl Rebbe of Nebek told me that his father once visited the Baba Sal, who told him, Morinayim, Ani Odea Tov. I know it well, the Sefer Morinayim. Kamar and the Rebbe said, Sefer Morinayim, Lo Yozes Meinecha. Don't let the Sefer budge from your eyes. And the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz was Mamish Begiluf, and it was very big Besimcha, when he was Eichel to take for an Eidim for his son, at Chernobyl Einikel, the Harness Type of the Rebbe. The Harness Type of the Rebbe came from Cherkas. He was a what? Yeah, but he was an Einikel from, he was an Einikel of the model of Chernobyl. So he was a Chernobyl Einikel. And what? So he took, he was very excited, he took such a Zamenatim. And one last thing over here, the Heintige Parsha, that it's, this is a Shtickel Tayyim, tonight is also the Yartzei Rach Limeinu, and Mezokt, there's different versions of the story, that once, the Morinayim was in Tisa. Once the Morinayim was in jail, I think it was in Jitomir. He was in jail for a few weeks, and various versions of the story, exactly what happens in jail, but some say what happened was that while he was in jail, Avraham Avinu came to visit him. Some say while he was in jail, he was visited by Rach Limeinu. That's the tie-in to the Yartzei of Rachel tonight. Some say Avraham Avinu came. It makes more sense of Avraham Avinu because he was upset. The Morinayim said to Avraham Avinu, how come I'm in jail? I was put in jail because I was collecting money for Pinyan Shuyah. So, Dafka, I'm the Oisik Mitzah, Shluchim Mitzah and Nizakin. I was Oisik and Pinyan Shuyah and I'm put in jail. So, it was either Rachel Imenu or Avraham Avinu told him that that's exactly why he got put in jail. Because nothing apart from Levicha, Hashem said, Levicha, Mi'aretzicha, Malato, Be'savicha, Hashem said, you should go out of your country and go become a wanderer and come to the Eretz Yisrael Rekha. Why did the Rebbe Hashem make Avram wander so much? Because the Rebbe Hashem knew that Avram Avinu had to be a big machnas arich. Avram Avinu, the Rambam says that the main legacy of Avram the Klai Yisrael is achnas arichim and levoyah arichim. So the Rebbe Hashem wanted Avram Avinu to feel what it means to be an arich. That's why Hashem put him, made him be wandering for a while. So you know what it means to be a lost stranger. You need to come on to other people's hospitality. So Melis, so Avram Avinu told the Moranayim, Sid Staki, you have to be Isaac and Pidgin Shuyan. Hashem had to put you in jail for a while. So you should taste what it means to be a captive. And when you taste what it means to be a captive, then you'll do the Pidgin Shuyan a lot better, because you know what it means to be a captive. That's why they'd be in jail. So, yeah. It's common to come maises, endless maises to the Moranayim. The Rebbe told me last year that once the Moranayim came, he saw the Baal Shem Tov only a few times, and once the Moranayim came to the Baal Shem Tov, and he was there from Lava Malka, and he had a private Lava Malka with the Moranayim and the Baal Shem Tov. And when he came to benching, the Baal Shem Tov told him to bench him with Zuman. There's only two people there. So obviously Eliyahu Navi was there also, that's why he told him to bench him with Zuman. So this is and it's Yaduah, you know, that in Skrei they bake matzah Zerah Pesach. We bake matzah Zerah Pesach, and they say challah with a bracha. So challah with a bracha, no one in the world says challah with a bracha. But the Kabbalah is, the Messiah is that Kach mekubalim me Eliyahu Hanavi zachor latov. So if Eliyahu Hanavi tells you to make a bracha, so that was the Messiah to make a bracha. Anyway, the grace is chus that we should learn tonight, the Moranayim. Chus Yagan Leinu, God call Yisrael. So Rabbi Yisrael, you guys, we didn't prepare properly really for this, but you can drink the Chaim, Chacha has.
Always. It was the Bailus process before the World War I,
Mendel Bailus,
and there was a big process against him. And they.
Bloodline.
Yeah. And so they also, at that time, they had a jury. There were 12 from the jury, and 6 of them said no, that he's not guilty. And the 7th one couldn't make the decision. Yes, no, no, yes. And it took a whole day to get him convinced that he's not guilty. But he did not yet said that his mom is not guilty. And before night, it was like this, air of the Moranayim Yitzhak. They reminded that it's going to be by night and not by name. So right when it came at night, said not guilty. They said it's by name Yitzhak, and then he said not guilty. So because as in the month, by name Yitzhak, for the Shia,
who said it's by name
Yitzhak? One of them.
Somebody there.
Masking my name.
Because it happened around Kiev, which is not so
Kiev,
far.
Yes.
We passed by the factory. We passed by. They said the factory where the whole blood libel took place. Erev Shabbos, we passed by. What parsha was it? Chayisar, I think.
If make land in the Maranayim for next week, I should not have the Maranayim in Ayah Surah Shtechu. The Maranayim Zuktos. It says Ayah and it says Ayah. So actually, why is it Ayah and Ayah? Or you ask for Surah, ask for Avlum. So the Maranayim Zuktos is both through. If you want to know if she's at Sneef, and you see it on the husband. It goes together. So there's a story a few years ago in Jamaica States, Carl Weinberger. I think I mentioned to you the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some master because there was a simcha over there, and they didn't give, because it's not Shabbos, they didn't give aliyah for the family, only for the simcha, but not for the mechatuna, for the Amazah. So it still was afraid, maybe somebody was embarrassed, so after Shabbos, he gets a phone call. The Grosh Shkoyach, and he sat by the Simcha over there. And the Maranayim, Zuktas, Ayah Surah Shtechus, Ayoy, Ayah. If you want to know who the husband is, spends everything who Ayah is. Cross together, Ayoy, Ayah. So there was never one of the family, Mishgay Frim, Vatram and Ishfrim, wanted them to go live with the Goyter, Chmun and Snow. And so he and Mamush, years going on the answer, Zach. And then they set up already a ceremony in Tzidav Zal. Because he was saying, Ich glaube, I eat and see. So it's a sort of kashaych. Since my sugar said the more nine, ayoy, ayoy. So you hear that such kind of what that's a shaykh is. It's right to stay so it. So it's ugemacht, a fulle, it's an ugemacht, a fulle hals and dort in my ceremony and alles. Nein, my name sucht dich, ayay, ayay. Ich kenne sie anders. Ayay, ayay. Sucht, er lad alles so, die moon ist. So it's a gebet, dank der Ruf, they thank the Ruf. The Ruf hat jetzt, tak in Nischte sind, es fein aufgenommen, die dir mal liest was. But this my name, is mehr wert gewesen von der ganzen Sache. Das ist my name, aber gesucht. Das ist gemacht die ganze Sache. So it's a mass, it happened a few years ago, mit einem Wort mal nein, sehen die ganze Sache.
Ja, ja.
They were working to break it, mit anderen Wegen. Ein Wort mal nein.
So, the Talzahn of Yitzhak Rebbe, who told me to learn mal nein in the first place, about 5 years ago, told me this Yadua, that people have eye problems, they learn mal nein, people going blind, tzaddikim going blind, they learn mal nein, and their eyesight came back, he said, from Shul Salant. He wasn't sure 100%, but he said Shul Salant had an eye problem, and by learning more Nayim, his eyesight came back. So, I'll take it this.
Whoops. I know that I had a lot of Hasidim that wanted to have a Yeshiva, put their names in the Sefer Maranayim. Sefer Maranayim used to be a place to put the names.
Still is. Put your name, put your kvittlin there. Okay, everybody say, make a bracha achroina. Bracha toz noyle hanan chalom. Amichu al kolah. Alchemus asadav leretz hamdetov. Yechavish mitzis mchad la v'seinu.